Hello, welcome to Yahweh Christian Broadcast. I'm your host, Elkie Brabel. I am here with my good friend, Lisa Butler, from Groundbreakers in Kinston, North Carolina. Groundbreakers Regional Hub is a church there. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And I say welcome back because Lisa was on this show with me probably maybe a year ago or more.
Somewhere around there.
That's been too long. But Lisa's a good friend of mine. She was my roommate in Israel, and we had the best time in the world.
Yes.
And so Lisa is anointed. Tell the viewers what you do for a living.
I'm a licensed clinical social worker and addictions counselor at Living Waters Counseling in Goldsboro.
Wow. I didn't realize it was in Goldsboro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she is a therapist, a Christian therapist at that.
Yeah.
So she's going to tell you what to do to help you. But she's going to give it from a biblical perspective.
Amen.
And I love that. I love it. I'm sure you have counseled and helped many people.
I hope so.
I'm sure you have. Well, Sherry was telling me that you shared this message on grief. So anybody out there today that is suffering from grief, grief is a natural emotion. But there's also the spirit of grief.
Yeah.
And so I would just love for you to share whatever God's laid on your heart today about grief.
All right. Okay. Well, like you said, it's a natural emotion. We all go through it at some point in time. We, you know, we can lose loved ones. We can lose our relationships, jobs, animals, and just the loss of, you know, age as we progress. You know, no, I'm 53 now. Life is, over half my life is gone, you know, so we can grieve it, all kinds of things, all different situations. So it's very important to talk about.
Yes.
And I don't think we talk about it enough.
I'm glad you're bringing it up.
Yeah. In October of this past year, I went to a retreat, and we were praising the Lord, and we were singing The Lion of Judah. And we were right in the middle of the song where it says, prepare the way of the Lord. And I look up, and I'm all in it, and I look up, and there's a reflection of the mountains in the TV, and I look, and there's like five pillars of fire in the TV. I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You know. And then the it was like a portal opened up, and the staircase come down in. So I knew the Lord was visiting us while we were praising the Lord. And it part of the song is talking about, oh, valley, be raised up. And on mountains be made low. And it was in that time I just saw these big hands, and they were, you know, I've always thought of the song as, oh, valley be raised up like the mountains, you know, and the mountains go down like the valleys, like it's a switch. But God showed me with his hands, he's like, no, that's not what I mean when in that scripture. He says, I'm talking the mountains are coming down and the valleys are coming up, so we're balanced. He wants to balance our emotions. He wants to balance what we're going through, the struggles that we're having. He wants us to have balance and peace. That's what he wants us to have. So that's, you know, I wanted to open up with that because I know God through this wants to balance us in this period of grief.
I see that so clearly when you start, oh, valleys be made low, mountain. When I hear that song, I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel it right when you were saying it. I felt the presence of God on these words. So this word is going to help someone out there struggling with grief. But that's good. He wants to balance us. Ooh, we need balance in our lives on everything. And the church people said amen. We need balance on everything.
And so through that, while I was studying about grief, he gave me, I kept hearing the song, It Is Well, with my soul. And so I did a little research, and the man who wrote that song was called Horatio. His name was Horatio. I might be tearing it up.
That's okay.
But G. Stafford, and he wrote it in 1873. And he wrote it from a place of grief.
Yes.
And despair, you know, because he was a prominent businessman in the 1860s. He had everything. He had four daughters and a baby boy. And then in 1870, I think it all kind of went haywire for him. He lost his son, his only son, to scarlet fever, I think it was. And then he lost all in the Chicago, the historical fires of Chicago. He lost a lot of his holdings, his real estate holdings. And so that happened, and he lost his child. So in 1873, he decided to take his family on a trip, mm-hmm. and he supported D.L. Moody.
Okay, who All was right. a famous evangelist. Mm-hmm, D.L. Mm-hmm. Moody led so right. many people to Christ.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he was going to go over there and help him mm-hmm. in England with his crusades.
He sent his family on a vacation.
No, they were all going. They were
okay,
all going.
Gotcha.
Well, he gets called back at the last minute to stay, and so he sends his family on to England, and he has to do some business.
Right.
And he gets a telegram, and it just simply said, saved alone, what shall I do? And it was from his wife. The ship had hit another ship and it went down, and she was the only survivor. You know, there were some other survivors, but of her family, she was the only survivor. And so he jumps on a boat and he's going to go comfort his wife. He did, you know, and they're going over the place where the ship went down, and he was just overwhelmed with grief. He goes to his room, and this is where It Is Well With My Soul is penned, in that part, in that place mm-hmm. of grief. So I was just like, wow. You know, he is our refuge. You know, Psalms 46:2-4 says, God is our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we are unafraid, even if the earth gives way, even if the mountains tumble into the depths of the sea, even if the waters rage and foam and mountains shake at its turbulence. In Matthew 5:4, he tells us, how blessed are they that mourn, because they will be comforted.
Yes.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to read all of Ecclesiastes. That's a hard one to say.
It is.
7:1. I tell you to go and read it for yourself. But it talks about the house of mourning. It's better for us to mourn. It's better us for it's you, we learn more from mourning mm-hmm. than we do from being in joy and praise and the follies of the world.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's a good scripture to go back and read. So by allowing God to control the negative emotions, he can comfort and teach us from loss.
Yes. And this guy that you were saying that lost his family, mm-hmm. loses all of his kids, has his real estate holdings burned up in Chicago, it's almost like a modern day Job a little bit.
Yes.
He mm-hmm. knew what loss was to right. the minutes. And for him, that song, he said, It Is Well With My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Did he write that song? Did he write the...
It Is Well With My Soul?
He wrote it.
Yes.
I mean, yes. It would do well to go back and just Google the lyrics to It Is Well With My Soul, because now that takes on a whole nother
yes.
meaning of one who came from a place of grief and brokenness to say, no matter what,
right.
It is well with my soul. That means it's well with my mind,
mm-hmm.
it's well with my will, and it's well with my emotions.
That's right.
And you can only say that if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When you suffer that gigantic loss.
Right.
It is well with my soul.
Yes.
He had to have something that sustained him
Jesus.
Through that.
mm. Yes. I've suffered a lot of grief in my life. A lot. I had a lot of people die from the age of 3. Started with my one grandparent, and by that age 18, I had lost all my grandparents and a first cousin, and then it just and so I had wrote it all down, because it says we learn, when in death we learn from the people that have gone on.
Yes.
Yeah. So I went back and I wrote down all the people that I had lost.
Yeah.
My mom when I was 26, and my dad when I was 33.
Oh, goodness.
And I wrote down, and I learned something different from everything, because I was at different stages
sure.
of my relationship with Christ when I lost all these people.
Yes.
So I averaged it out, and it was like every 3.5 years I was losing somebody.
That's loss.
And I was like, and so I have a weird perspective on death, I guess, from most people, because I choose to remember the good things.
Yes.
I don't want to jump ahead of myself.
That's okay.
But it's been filled with grief, so I know a little bit of what I'm saying. And going back to the song, It Is Well
yes.
With My Soul, if you look at each verse, it tells us so much, like you said.
Ooh.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow, like sea billows, roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. So no matter what was going on, good or bad, God is telling us to say, it is well with my soul.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. So God knew Satan would oppress us, but we have blessed assurance. He knows what we are experiencing because he paid the cost.
Mm-mm-mm.
In Isaiah 53:3-5, it tells us that. Another verse says, my sin, oh, the bliss of that glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Mm. Colossians 2:12 tells us, he wiped away the bill of charges against us because of the regulations. It stood as a testimony against us, but he removed it.
Mm.
That by nailing good. It to the execution stake.
Yes.
So how can, this is a question I have for everybody. You know,
yes.
If Christ died for our grief, for our sins, for everything,
mm-hmm.
how can I stay in my grief?
Amen. Say that again.
When he died for it, you know.
How can you stay
I must
in your
move
grief?
Forward in truth. I have to know, you know, his word tells us that it's, we learn from grief.
Yes, we do.
And he died for our sins.
Mm-mm.
So how can I stay in my grief? You know, we all have
That's
a process.
Right.
We all, you know,
That's
it
right.
may take 3 months. Some people take a couple of days.
Yes.
I mean, just
yes.
You know, we just don't want to get into extended grief and
That's right.
Chronic grief.
Yes.
Extreme grief, I guess you could say, where we can't get over, we can't move forward in our life.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's the enemy.
It is. And I have seen, and I'm just going to tell you what I've seen in different people with grief. Mm-hmm. Everybody handles grief different.
Right.
And so I have been in situations where I don't go to grave sites. Never mm-hmm. have I gone to grave sites. I go when they bury them, and then that's it. Because there's nothing I can do. God wants me to be present today. I just don't visit gravesites.
Right.
Some people, they go every day. Mm-hmm. They leave, they change the flowers, they do all that. And I'm sorry to my loved ones, I don't do the flowers. I just, they're gone.
Right.
They're either with the Lord or they're in eternal separation from God.
Yeah.
And so I can't feel bad when the anniversary comes up of the death of someone like my father.
Right.
He was very dear to me and he passed away 4 years ago. But when the anniversary comes up, I don't cry. I don't get emotional. Mm-hmm. But I still have a mother that probably does. Or my sisters may cry or be emotional. It doesn't mean that I didn't love him just as
That's
much
right.
as they do.
That's
I
right.
process grief differently.
That's right.
And so we have to be aware that mm-hmm. some people are going to cry for a while.
Yeah.
It's going to take longer for them to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just more emotional. They get emotional right. easier.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's key what you said. If you meet people and every time, and their parent has been gone for like 10 years, and every time there's a conversation, they're bringing up their mother or their dad or their, they have not processed grief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it is still lingering
right.
and it hasn't been dealt with. To me, that's a spirit of grief
right.
that has
yes.
lingered. And it
that's
comes
right.
in through trauma
mm-hmm.
of loss.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as a therapist, would you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
So
yes,
on the scientific front
mm-hmm.
and on the spiritual front, It is a big thing.
That's right. I think the enemy can use it against us if we let
yes.
him, if we allow him to.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I doing if I really stay in my grief? You know, when I did this message, I said, you know, am I slapping God in the face? Am I slapping
right.
Christ in the face by holding on to it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like any other, you know, if you talk about addiction, if you talk about anything, if we're holding on to it, we're holding on to that control, then we're not allowing God, we're not trusting him
mm-hmm.
to take it. Because he said in his word, he's going to comfort us. He wants to comfort us in these times. You know? So we have to let go and let him bring that peace to us.
Amen.
I'm going to skip ahead here. Let's see. Yes, I believe that no matter the circumstance, there's hope. The apostle, I wanted to bring this point up too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people will say, you know, if somebody is does things and they die when die if they commit suicide or they commit the overdose or whatever.
Yes.
You know, I have a different view of that.
Okay.
Because Apostle Sherry tells us, the devil doesn't choose the day we die. God does.
Right.
All right. So he knows the day we're going to be born and he knows the day we're going to die.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's in between. What happens in between is what matters.
Yes.
You know, you have people that totally disacknowledge God, reprobate mind type thing.
Yes.
So I don't know about the hope for them.
Yeah. That's right. Right.
But we can't judge that.
Right.
We can't judge it. We just have to hope. And so, if the devil doesn't get to say, and, he doesn't get one day,
right,
as the apostle would say, then James 2:13 tells me that judgment will be, for judgment will be without mercy towards one who does not show mercy. But mercy wins over judgment. So when I read this verse, I was like, God, there's people out there that, are hopeless because of the way their loved one died.
Right.
They feel like, oh, they're never going to see him again. You know?
Right.
But we can't worry about that. We can't feel guilty. We can't live in regret for the ones gone before us because there's a split second before we die.
Right.
We're not there. We're not in that person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client that really solidified this for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting there in the camera. It was a, I do online therapy too.
Yes.
And he was just telling me that when he was 10 years old, he's 24 now.
Mm-hmm.
He was 10 years old and he was so fed up with life,
mm-hmm,
the abuse that he was getting from home, at school, everything. He wanted to go commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. He went to his secret place where he was going to do it. He had a plan, an action plan, everything. He was ready to do it. And he said, all of a sudden, this light filled the room. And this man walked in with this white gown on and long hair. And he was looking at him, and he was like, who are you? He's like, you know who I am. He said, your grandmother has always, told you about me. And he's like, you don't want to do this. He said, I love you. He said, I'm going to make a way for you. He said, hasn't your grandma always told you that there would be a way?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was he's giving me this testimony in our session, and I'm planning this message. You know what I'm saying? So
gracious.
I was like, Lord, you're telling me that we have to have hope. We have to have hope that in that split second thing, that person, that Jesus visited them, because mercy triumphs over judgment, mm-hmm, in every situation.
Yes, and it's like you say, we don't know. The only person is God who is the judge.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's in someone's heart as they take their last breath. We know that there'll be people in heaven that we didn't expect would make it when we get there.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
We'll be surprised that some people aren't there. And hopefully we won't have a memory about anything hurt us, because when you get to heaven, it's not like you're going to be thinking, oh, well, so-and-so, I don't see my grandfather here. I'm so sad, because heaven is not going to be a place of tears. It's going to be a place of joy.
Right.
So, we have to leave the ultimate judgment up to God.
Right.
Don't we?
Yes.
You
yes,
know?
We do.
But we do know the one thing
we
that will keep
about
you. Yes. The one thing that will definitely keep you out of heaven is not knowing Jesus Christ as
That's
your
right.
Lord and Savior.
That's right.
That is the one thing that the Bible says and declares. If you reject the Son of God as your Savior,
that's right,
you will go to an eternal place without Him, where
that's
there's
right.
weeping and gnashing of
that's
teeth.
Right.
So that is the truth. But God is the judge. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So don't let the enemy, I just want to tell someone today, don't let the enemy torture you about that loved one anymore, because mercy triumphs over judgment. So I wanted to give you a few tips. If
yes.
anybody's out there today that is, suffering through grief. Number one, refuse to let the enemy bear you down with grief.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, rejoice in who that person was. Remember all the good times, even if there was bad memories, because we need to forgive that. We need, so we can move forward. Forgiveness is not about the person that hurt us or
yes.
did the bad things to us. It's about us being able to let go of it.
Amen.
And be free from it. So rejoice in what the good things of that person,
mm-hmm.
Rejoice in the memories.
Yes.
Number two, choose joy.
Yes.
You know, it's a choice.
Yes. Yes.
I can choose to get up today and be grumpy, or yeah. I can choose to get up and have joy.
That's right. That's right. It's an act of your will.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Total surrender.
You have to get your emotions under control.
Mm-hmm.
If you let your emotions rule you, you are going to be a piece of work, a basket case.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So choose to let God have all that pain and the bitterness, the anger, sadness, anxiety, fear. Allow Him to heal you. Allow Him to heal the sadness and the loneliness. Because He wants to. Matthew 5:4 tells us that. He wants
yes.
to heal these things.
Mm-hmm.
I always give my clients a tip. You know, do a gratitude journal every day.
Oh, that's good,
yes.
Lisa.
Right. In the mornings, you know, pick a positive affirmation, a scripture, a mm-hmm. you know, quote from your favorite positive person, you know.
Yes.
And focus on that through the day. And then write 1 to 3 things that you're grateful for, thankful for.
Yes.
And 1 to 2 things that you would like to see happen today that would be good, right?
That is good.
And then in the evening, go back and say, you know, write down 1 or 2 things that went well.
Yes. That's good. That's very good.
And then
good.
One thing that you learned today instead of everything that went wrong. So many times we want to focus on all the negative stuff.
Yes.
So if we go back and what did I learn today?
Yes.
Instead of that.
Like a journal of that's good.
Right.
I've got to pause for a moment and thank the wonderful sponsors who make this show possible. Thank you, D&E Developments, D&E Black River Realty, AWOL Marine Construction, and all the great supporters who have given into this ministry. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
With over 35 years behind them, D&E Developments LLC takes creativity and excellence to an extreme standard. Our craftsmanship and attention to detail makes our work stand out. Our commercial construction spans from single to multifamily structures to independent corporate architecture. D&E Developments LLC has a track record of quality with a guarantee of trust. If you can dream it, we can build it. Our team is standing by. Let's get started.
AWOL Marine Construction specializes in building custom docks, decks, ramps, boat lifts, seawalls, and walkways. We are family-owned and take great pride in our work, utilizing only premium building materials. A custom seawall not only protects your shoreline from erosion, but can add beauty to your property. Replacing your current dock or designing a new one, AWOL Marine will construct a dock that's built to last. AWOL Marine Construction, Aurora.
D&E Black River Realty is dedicated to your real estate needs. We are committed to providing professional service in a timely manner for every real estate transaction. From setting the price to creating aesthetically pleasing campaigns to digitally and traditionally market your property. Looking for a luxury waterfront, coastal style community to call home? Bryce's Creek Harbor might be the perfect place. Whether buying, selling, building, or investing, give us a call today.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, you got a couple more pointers here. So
just a few more.
Yeah.
Just a few more. Celebrate the life. Okay. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't like to go to the grave, because I don't either.
Yeah.
You know, I like to make that.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're not. I know they're not there.
Yes.
I know my loved ones are with Jesus because they, yeah, I knew their life.
Right.
But do things like I planted a camellia bush.
Yes.
In my yard. So
yes.
Every year when it blooms, I'm able to think about my mom.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And at Christmas time, I bought some cardinals.
Oh,
some
yeah.
little cardinals from
yeah.
Hobby Lobby.
Yes.
And I put one on for each person that I've lost.
Yes.
So it's just I think about them in a positive light when I'm putting them on the tree.
Yes.
Yeah. So do something like that. Set a table, a place at the table. You know, just this is there for their memory. You know, not to become an idol or anything like
right.
that, but just to say, we're thinking about you, Mom. We're thinking about you, Dad.
Uh-huh.
You know, we love you and miss you.
Yes.
So just any little thing like that, whatever works for you.
Yes.
Light
yes.
a candle at the, you know, go to your candlelight ceremonies
yes.
at Christmas time or holidays
yeah.
when they light candles for, you know,
yes.
and just remember them, you know.
But not let that grief attach to you.
But not let it attach to you.
So what yeah. would you say in closing today to the people listening that are really struggling with grief and have not been able to let it go, and they feel just as sad today as they did. Maybe it's been 5 years, maybe it's been 2 years, and you feel like you have not moved on from that. What would you say to them to help them get free today from that?
Just off the top of my head, is there anything that you need to forgive yourself for?
Amen.
Is there anything that you wished you, whatever you could have said to them didn't get to say to them?
Yes.
Write it down. There's a burn, like I tell clients, write a letter. Say everything that you want to say. Take the chair out and read it as if that person was sitting there, and it's like a cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, burn the letter, send it up, whatever you want to do with it.
Yes.
But a lot of times I find that if you're holding on to it for extended time, it could be something that's inner and you need to ask God for forgiveness.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just like last week, we talked about forgiveness, how you need to do that. So if you haven't forgiven yourself, if you couldn't give the words out to the person or make retribution with them before they died.
Right.
First of all, forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God forgives you, and that person has gone. That time has gone by, so forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. If God forgives you, you don't have to get forgiveness from anybody else. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit of grief that is attached to you because of that, command it to go in the name of Jesus.
Right, and quickly, Anna and Horatio lived. And they he lived for 15 years.
This is the man that lost everything in the beginning of this podcast.
Right, but Anna who lost everything, she was the mama.
So
that had to be big for her.
Oh.
50 years she lived after that, and she was able, actually God gave her another child, and she did mission work the rest of her life.
Wow.
50 years she lived in Israel.
I didn't know that. Well, God is a God of restoration.
Yes.
So this has been very helpful. I pray that you guys listen to this again. You can go on social media, YahwehChristianBroadcast.com. Listen to this episode. Share it with anybody that is suffering with grief. Lisa, I can't thank you enough. And anybody that needs prayer out there, we are praying for you.
Yes.
Go to God. Get forgiveness. Ask Him to completely restore you. And command that spirit of grief to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And it has to go. And so that you can be free, because God doesn't want you sad. He wants you joyful. And so I hope this message has ministered to you. It's ministered to my heart. And I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you. Stay free. See you next time.